This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
People have been asking for it. And I'm not talking about Robert's butt, by the way.
Oh, is that
but maybe people are asking for it, you would think, based on the text messages I saw this weekend. But no, I was talking about this. Cue the sniper, girl. I wanna take you around the whole world and your inner saboteur. That queen doesn't know what she's in for it. Cue the sniper, girl. By the way, speaking of Q, she is going to be a major topic today, which is funny because I was like, I'm going to have more complex thoughts on Q. And I actually sat down. I have one of the mind mapping apps. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do a mind map of Q. First of all, I'm going to put her positive qualities and her negative qualities away from the computer focus. I couldn't see it.
You deciding whether or not to break up with her?
Did you mind map to break up with somebody?
I mean, it's an old technique.
No, well, it was kind of. I was like, what I was really looking for was, is there any new thing I can say about Q?
I was going to say, you're going to say we're going to talk so much about her, but I feel like I got most of my vitriol out about her last week, to be honest. But who knows? I'm sure there's always more to talk about, unfortunately.
By the way, the sultry voice you just heard there is one Mr. Roberto Mata. I got to talk to you something here before we go to the break.
We just started.
That's a new thing I'm going to do. I'm going to do a thing now where we talk a little bit, but we'll go to the break very soon. Get out of the fucking way.
I've gotten that. Yeah, you better get those ad revenue running, girl.
Yeah, get out of the way. Be done with it. And whatever.
You aren't sneaky, though. I know what you're doing.
What?
You're making sure that the ads get played so that you can continue to get more advertisers.
But the ads always get played. Oh, I see. That people listen through the... Oh, yeah, look, I'm not dumb. No dummy.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's hard to go like, after the break, we're going to talk about UK versus the world too. Everyone's like, okay, well, bye. Right? So I was in this text thread. And we need to break this text thread down, mama.
Oh,
break
do we?
Break it down. It was a text thread. There's a text thread that I have with Christian and Robert. And out of nowhere, Christian just shows up and just, Robert, I'm not even joking. It sounded like he really wanted to have sex with you. That's how much he was just talking about how hot you are and you could get anybody you want.
I didn't get that.
And I was like, dude, you got it. What is going on here? Does Christian want to sleep with Robert? And do you want to address that first? Because this is not, I'm not bringing it up for this reason. There's something that came up in that text conversation I want to bring up.
Well, I'm not sure what you want to bring up, so apologies if I overlap, but yeah. It came up because I've been joking for a long time. I've been needing a new car, right? My my car, the previous one that I drove was 10 years old. The AC broke recently. It needed about $7,000 in repairs, and I said, I loved you.
Oh, yes.
We've lived a lovely life, but it's time to, you know,
yes.
Part. So I've been thinking about what car do I want, and in conversations of that, I've always referred to the only car I've ever liked. Mm-hmm. The only car I've ever seen on the road, the only car I've ever cared to even have any modicum of appreciation for was a Dodge Challenger GT.
Sure.
And that is stereotypically such a fucking fuckboy Mexican car. Yeah. It's comically so, because I'm not sure how that aligns with me and how it doesn't, but we've been referring to it as the fuckboy mobile since. And while we were texting, I was in between conversations and test drives with the dealer, and I did end up getting the fuckboy mobile. So in speaking about fuckboyness, that's when Christian said, imagine if you grew up in 10 years and bulked out more or less like Mike Ruiz and became the ultimate fuckboy.
Guys, I mean, yes, it's what it was, but it was like Christian wouldn't stop. And I was like, girl, you're salivating. So anyway, that's not what I want to bring up. Because the conversation started, I don't remember, and Robert will remember this way better than I do, even though my phone is literally 6 inches.
I was going to say, let me pull the bitch up.
Is something about someone's the new Q and someone's the plain Jane, and Grip Robert's like, bitch, I'm not Q, I'm blah, 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 blah. Do you remember this conversation?
Yeah, so that was Christian listening to Brulaska Thoughts from last week when I said something. I can't remember what I think I said that I was competitive and I don't usually lose as a quip about like me. And then I said, oh fuck, I can't say that because now I'm starting to sound like Q. Christian heard that and then immediately texted us saying, bitch, now I think Robert's the Q. Now that he said it, I can't get it out of my mind. And I said, firstly, no, if I'm going to have to be forced to identify with any of the remaining queens, it would not be Q. I'd probably have to admit that I'm more like plain Jane than Q.
And then Christian was like, I'm the plain Jane. He's the plain Jane. That Christian,
I think that was the implication. I don't need to fight for that role, though.
Here's the deal, guys. I was thinking, I was talking to a friend about it later. And I go, this is such a who is the Samantha or who is the Beyonce?
Yes.
Everybody sees themselves as Samantha. Everybody sees themselves as Beyonce. And now everybody wants to be the plain Jane. And look, if we're being honest... We're being honest. And here's the deal, Robert. You're going to take physical characteristics here. That's not what my implication is here.
Okay.
But if we're being honest, if you're just taking cast profiles, no visuals, or how they did in the competition, wouldn't you agree that you're more the Megami of the cast?
No way. Do you think?
Well, just kind of like cerebral and whatnot, and writing lyrics for everybody and whatnot. Shitty drag or the fact
I think
that
she has some
like
good looks. I think she has some good looks, and she do share a nerdiness. I think I'm a lot more vivacious, to be honest with you, and not the drag queen, just as a person. I think I'm a lot more lively.
Okay, that's true.
Joking, that's true. You know?
The problem is, in fairness, in the conversation, I was trying to think of who would be the who. Like, I couldn't think of someone from this cast of who Christian was, you know?
Christian is, and you never saw it, and it's a shame. I still think you should go back and watch some of the Canada seasons because they're all great in their own ways, but... Season 3 of Canada, Miss Fierce Delicious, that's Christian. Down. Just listen to the name.
Somebody was telling me, I don't remember who it was, they're gonna message me, but I don't know about losing a bet, or they would do Season 6 with, I mean, not Season 6, they would do Canada with me or something. Like, well, you guys don't understand. Canada for some match. I don't want to do Canada. I cannot stand Brooklyn Heights. Uh-huh. I can't stand this fucking, what's her name? Who I used to see everywhere in LA. I haven't seen her in a while.
Tracy Melchor.
Brad Goreski.
Oh, right? Brad.
I don't see these people anywhere, but I used to see Brad all the time. But like, I don't want to do a show with them on it. I hate them.
Well, if it means anything, and I'm almost certain it doesn't, but I had your same... dislike of Brooklyn Heights coming off of season 11. I was like, who needs to see that? That smugness is not fun. It's a shame she's hosting Canada, whatever. But in the first season of Canada, her hosting was rough. But in the subsequent seasons, I've actually come around to quite enjoying her. And you never know, that might be true for you.
Here's the problem though. So another friend calls me yesterday and he says, I have to ask Robert a question.
Okay.
Can you connect us? And I go, sure, what's the question? And he says, I don't know how he knows this. He goes, I know Robert is playing some Final Fantasy game. I don't know what it is. Is there a new Final Fantasy game or something?
Don't get me started about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth because we will not have time to discuss anything else.
Okay. I want to talk to Robert. I want you to connect me. I want to hear his opinion on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And I go, here's the deal. I go, listen, Robert's really nice. I go, find somebody else. He's not going to give you a real opinion. He's not.
What does that mean?
I just don't think you'll give him a real opinion.
I don't know what that means. I just told you I have plenty of opinions, and as far as I'm concerned, they're real.
You got to talk to this person. I don't know. I don't know anything about this game. I'm just saying.
How mysterious. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't think you'll give a real opinion.
I thought that's why I was contracted to be on this show, to give real opinions.
That's true. I'm going to give you an example. No, I said we'd save it when we have time. We have to take a break. When we come back, we are going to hear all of Robert's real opinions on the latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race and UK versus the World 2. We're going to talk about it right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we are back. We are back with Roberto Mata, Mr. Real Opinion. And let's hear, Robert, your real opinion on any stray thoughts, things we didn't hear about, things you want to say about the latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, Season 16, Episode 12, titled Bathroom Hunties.
My real opinion is that I think you guys crack me up with this endless, sleuthing about whether or not that pit crew member's bulge was real.
What's your opinion?
There was no VPL. That was stuffed, mama.
Oh, you know, I know what you're talking about. Oh, so you think it was stuffed? Oh, yeah. I never went there. My whole thing is, and I feel like we've even talked about this on this show, is I feel with certain people, you know, what happens, especially if you have muscular legs, but I couldn't see him having muscular thighs, is instead of the balls hanging out in that thigh gap, they get pushed forward, up.
And then I've told you about those special underwear that Go-Go Boys wear.
Oh, yeah, the special underwear that Go-Go Boys wear. Yeah, exactly. And it pushes everything up, because you're right, there was no VPL, which to me was – so if anything, I think he just has huge balls, if anything.
It's possible.
Yeah. But then Nathan accurately pointed out that later – when he was the pit crew guy in the plane and Safira's thing, the bulge wasn't as big, but it could be because of black. Thus, why I wear a black t-shirt. People don't know this. I'm fat.
You've never mentioned that.
Yeah, I put on a black t-shirt. People think I am like a skinny person because that's how much black shrinks you.
Like shallow hell?
Like shallow hell, yes.
That's crazy. Well, I will say that, to be clear about the bulge, the padding was shoddy. That's why it was protruding ever so. I imagine when he switched to the black underwear, the padding was more accurate to what we expect to see. And it wasn't as, you know, noticeable then.
It's so funny. There's a guy that I know. Let me pull up the picture here. I'm going to show you. There's a guy I know. He was, you know, well, for my taste, very hot. And I knew him. And he was like, for a while, a hot minute, he was like a wannabe model.
Okay.
And I guess he found some photographer who wanted him to take some sort of like cheesecake shots or something, you know?
Yeah.
And do I have those? Oh, yeah, I do right here. So he took some. But here's the deal. I'm going to show it to you. And I'm going to show you first the picture. You can just have curiosity. And then I'll zoom in on the crotch. I'll show you in a second.
Okay.
So here's the pic.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to zoom in on the crotch. And there's a reason.
Well, it looks like he's wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
It's those Fruit of the Loom briefs.
It's like it's Calvin Klein, but they're like, I don't know if you can see the VPL in there.
No.
Okay, well, you can't see it on the thing. Oh, you know, I'll just send you the picture.
Well, I can see it, believe me. And I'm telling you still, it looks like a diaper. And I hate that shit.
Well, let me tell you, this is what the reason I clocked it immediately was no one's dick goes up like that in that direction from that angle. So I was like, that's not how a penis works. I think they were meant to be like Go-Go Boy diaper things. You're right. That sort of go up the side. Because that's not how a penis works. If it was going down, I might have believed it.
Well, something's wrong with these underwear because do you see the fold on his left thigh?
Yeah.
That's very unusual for briefs.
Yeah, I think it's, well, because it's stuffed.
I think they're way oversized and stuffed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he looks good. Good for him.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Q. Oh, no, we weren't yet. but I think that is on the agenda. And maybe we've spent a little bit too much time. Oh, you're talking about
this pit crew
guy.
We're talking about this pit crew guy.
Yeah, Todrick Hall's ex.
Really quickly, right before we came on the air, like literally I was killing time and I got caught up in this Twitter thread. I don't know why my camera's blurry. Is that someone put on Twitter, like, who is a retired gay porn star that you miss dearly or something like that? And I got caught up reading the replies. Do you have one, Robert?
I mean, I think the vast majority of gay porn stars from my youth who have died in very tragic circumstances. Well, rather, who have retired, it's because they've died in tragic circumstances. Like Kyle Dean, for instance. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Chris Rockaway still does performances, but he pretty much created my type, I think. So
Chris Rockaway,
he can always come back. I know Reese Rideout had a comeback somewhat recently, and he's my type too, but a little bit less so.
Chris Rockaway, the one that I, thank God I saw a bunch of them, and I miss so much, I've talked about him before, is Calvin from Sean Cody.
Yeah, I've heard you mention him, and I have to imagine there are at least four or five different Calvins by now.
They all had the same one. Everyone on Twitter had the same one. They got it right. They knew who
was it?
I'll have to just send you some videos, my bro.
Thanks, sis.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the pit crew guy, which someone said was Todrick Hall's ex-boyfriend, which I found difficult to believe, Mama, for several reasons.
But I think it's the season 9 finale, possibly 10, possibly 8. I mean, you were there, so you should know.
Of course.
Todrick Hall, the camera pans to him and his partner a number of times, and I haven't gone back to verify, but I think based on the WeHo white gay, you know, what's the grooming, that it's the same guy.
You know what's so funny is the last finale I went to was season 11, because 12 was the one that was COVID. Yeah. And then, okay. And this Todrick Hall was there. He dresses like a fool. He is not attractive. And I don't like the way he dresses. I don't get it.
I don't think he's unattractive when he's not wearing contacts.
I think he's unattractive. I don't get it. He dresses like a Disney adult, which he is.
Well, he is. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, you know, Christian likes to give me shit that I'm a Disney adult. No, I like Disney the way someone likes the Huntington Library, okay? Like as a park, as a location.
As a great first date location?
Yeah, as a great first date location. I see these Disney adult videos. They're like, you know what drives me crazy? And I know I'm not the first one here, okay? Thank God it's finally starting to die down. But man, did I hate those. I'm a fat Mexican. Of course I'm going to eat my size in burritos. You know, I just made that up, you know, but like...
No, I know what you mean.
Though. I'm Robert Mata. Of course I'm not going to have a real opinion. You know that stupid meme?
I don't know what that means. Oh.
So, I don't know why I brought this up. Oh, anyway, there would be a bunch of Disney adults. There would be a bunch of Disney adults.
You wanted to rail against Disney adults, which, I don't know, just, you know, take a look at your audience. Like, I'm sure you have some Disney adults in the crowd. Do you really want to denigrate them so?
Yeah. Because I don't get it.
Because it's a real opinion.
It's my real opinion. I don't get it. I don't. I don't mind. Look, adults going to Disneyland, yes. But then there's Disney adults where they actually genuinely wear like the Mickey Mouse ears and all that shit. And I'm like, no, not ever happening.
Well, I'd say glass houses at the moment because I'm on the other side of my laptop. I'm looking at all these little Animal Crossing Lego sets I built. And I'm like, come on, Rob. Like,
oh, Mama, don't get me wrong. I have my weird ass shit, you know, all over the place. I don't have it here right now. Still trying to put this up. Okay. Well, the Johns gave me this Castle Grayskull that I don't know what to do with. You know, it's right here. But yeah, anyway, don't get me wrong. I have my shit. But it's just like, I don't know. They can be really weird. But let's hear your opinion about RuPaul's Drag Race. Your real opinion.
So... What a concept. We're going to keep doing brooms. We've done bedrooms. We've done, was it an elderly home since All-Stars 5? Or what was, or no, maybe that was just the way that they took
there
the theme.
There was bedrooms and then there
bathroom.
Was...
Bed and bath, wasn't it?
We've done bathroom. I feel like we've done something else. How come no one's done kitchen?
Well, the club.
Oh, the club. That's right.
Well, that was going to be my joke. Is it like, so next, is it like the in-laws quarters? Like what's going to be left in terms of fucking the TLC Drag Race episode?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited personally.
Why not just always do bedrooms?
I think they like to think that they're clever and innovative by coming up with a different room to do every time.
The bathroom didn't work for me. I want to, you know what, to be honest with you, if I would have been there, I would have designed the most boring bathroom, because that's what I want. I want my bathroom to be boring. I don't need to have an exciting bathroom.
No, I'm trying to get out.
Yeah, yeah. There are people who love it, though. A lot of men love the bathroom. I'm surprised you're not one of them.
What? You say some crazy shit to me sometimes, but I mean, I of course love going to a nice restaurant with a lovely bathroom with, you know, those stupid crazy sinks and, you know, finery. But personally, I'm fine with my bathroom just being normal black tile with a couple palm trees here and there. Party. That's it. Easy, clean, quick.
I like an all white bathroom, white tile. No, my walls are gray, just like here. But gray walls, white tile, very simple, very clean. That's it. No real artwork, nothing. Just, I want to, well, also, I'm not one of these people, I think I mentioned this somewhere else, I'm not on the toilet for a long time. You know, I'm there for...
You take beer for men?
What is that? I've heard you guys mention that. What is that?
It's just like a millennial gay thing, but it's psyllium husk. It's fiber. It's a fiber supplement.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but I'm there in and out. I can't even finish a TikTok video. That's how fast I am.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's good, because that means you're not going to get... What are they called? Not hernias, but, you know, the little peekaboos.
Oh, I know what you mean. Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids, yes. The hemis.
Yeah, the hems. The Chris hemorrhoids. But, you know, Robert, do the Hemsworth brothers do it for you, Robert?
No, actually. They're good looking, but I tend to not like guys who are taller than me.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, something about the physicality of it, even in photos and videos, before I even see them in person, I think maybe their faces are too long or something's off. I don't like taller.
But hold on for a second. This is really going to, okay, guys, another return to that group chat where I think the Christian opened up with, what about Robert makes you think he's a strict top? I'm like, I don't know. I just do. And this, to me, that's a very top thing to say.
Maybe. I think it's a very close-minded thing to say, honestly, but it is a habit that I've noticed among my taste, a lot in my taste, whatever that, you know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Robert keeps giving hints that he wants to date me, and I'm just not going to pick them up.
Right? Are you shorter than me, Josito?
Girl, I'm 5'7".
Are you really 5'7"?
Yeah, people always think I'm taller just because of my personality, but yeah.
Well, you thought I was shorter.
You know what, guys? I will say this. Robert is taller than you think he is. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and I've never really gotten that before, but this guy I was dating a month ago told me, I think you give short person energy sometimes. And that gagged me because he was like 3 inches shorter than me. So what's the truth, Mama?
I didn't think you were short. I just didn't think you were as tall as you are.
Huh. I mean, I'm like, not. I mean, I guess I'm tall for a Mexican.
You know what it is I'm used to seeing you, you know, chest up. And you have a shorter person's like head.
Oh, I think I have a fat ass head.
Oh, I know why. Everyone, you know, Robert's one of those like skip leg day guys.
But I don't.
His shoulders and his arms are gigantic. So it makes his head look smaller. Oh, that's
what it is. Well, I am an isosceles triangle, but that's my genetic predisposition.
You still notice no real opinion yet on the episode. We've learned.
Well, you haven't asked. You just keep asking me about myself.
Pit crew, and that you wish that they, we don't know what we're going to do with room. Okay, so your opinions now. Q's behavior, your thoughts. Yeah.
I feel like you guys covered it quite well on the main show. I do think it's hilarious that Q consistently believes that because she didn't explicitly say that she's angry, that, you know, no one's going to clock the fact that she's filled up the entire room with her negative juju.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, well, it somehow makes her even more smug and therefore more infuriating that she's not going to stand in her truth and just say, yeah, I'm pissed, or yeah, I feel like the judges are on crack or something, you know, instead having to make everyone tiptoe around her and kind of except that she's as good at hiding her emotions as she thinks she is. It's just, I can't with this one. And I think that's a fairly common opinion.
I thought about this a little bit. She's very talented at fashion and whatnot, but
well,
I don't think she's very smart. Because I feel someone who was smarter, she can have all the emotions, would be able to A, mask it better. And we talked about that last week. But also B, let's say she did have that moment. Let you know, because I've said this before. We forget that the first, you know, the opening cold open scene is immediately after they've come from the main stage.
Uh-huh.
So it's only, she's only like an hour or two separated from what's happened at most. So, okay, I'll give her that. Okay. But then the next day to come in and then just try and gaslight everyone into thinking that I wasn't angry. I don't know what you're talking about, you know?
Uh-huh.
But still to maintain her ego and tell Sophia to her face, I don't know why she needed to say this, that she still didn't deserve it. And I'm like, how do you think this is going to play on television?
It's almost good that she doesn't think about how it's going to play on television.
Oh, no, it's great TV for us.
So then we can get some more real opinions. But at the same time, and obviously production continually shoots themselves in the foot. It's something that's happening on Untucked rather often, where the girls' conversation starts to get a little spicy and they might start trading barbs, and then suddenly fucking some Nepo baby walks in to jack themselves off. But why, when Safira and Q started actually having the real conversation, all of a sudden RuPaul wants to walk in and be like, hello, hello, hello. Fuck being saved by the bell. I'm tired of that confessional. I'm tired of that concept. I'm tired of that moment. Let the girls dish.
That's a very good point. I don't understand. You're right. I don't know why they don't let them play out. And then you can edit it down. They could even edit it down and make this, because the siren can happen whenever. They've done that before.
They have complete control over the series of events.
Yeah, you're right. It is very frustrating. But girl, I don't know. And then what about Dawn's departure, the lip sync against Morphine? You know, we're all glad to see Dawn go, but any thoughts here?
I don't know about we all. I'm pretty neutral about her, but it was certainly her time. I did think she looked great. I remember Taylor and Nathan didn't quite care for her runway look. And yeah, it didn't fit the category, but I'm rambling. Regardless.
Were you rambling?
It was Dawn's time to go.
Were you rambling? I didn't think you were rambling.
I caught myself early before I kept going. I digress again. But it felt like it had to happen, and it happened, and whatever. There's not, luckily, this whole outrage that some times the fandom does when their favorite white twink gets, you know, sent home in their mind prematurely, particularly to a person of color. So, but also I think Morphine will be performing Body every week, probably six times a week for the next couple of years. I hope she's gets ready for that.
Yeah, like poor Nitra to always do that duck walk. Or like Dita Ritz probably.
And Laganja doing physical.
Or Dita Ritz having to do This Will Be.
Yeah. You know. But that's one more signature lip sync number than most queens get, so work it.
You mentioned Animal Crossing earlier. Did you see this Reddit stuff where it compared Q's look to Isabel?
Well, that suits that, because let me just say something as an Animal Crossing fan since 2005, or even earlier, I think. Fuck that bitch, Isabel. I can't stand her and her faux cheeriness and her nasty little poodle fucking outfit, and the fact that she's taken attention from more important characters like Thomathan Nook and Gracie, the iconic giraffe who might in part be inspired by RuPaul. Like, fuck Isabel. And the fact that she got added as the Animal Crossing rep to Smash Bros. Ultimate rather than, again, Tom Nook, or, I mean, it would have never been Gracie, but... Or KK Slider, like true veterans of the franchise. Instead, we get Isabel. Fuck that bitch.
I don't know. Is there talk of a new Animal Crossing anytime soon?
It has to come. It has to come, probably. They would have been smart to capitalize on it faster than they have.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo always does what Nintendo does. So
interesting. And then now let's talk about UK versus the World 2 episode. I don't remember what episode it is, but it's the penultimate episode. I do know that. And in this episode, we said goodbye to... Oh, it was a roast. A roast of a really dumb concept where Michelle and Graham Norton were getting married and everyone had to do a roast about this. And...
Oh, I kind of
liked
it.
Everyone went up. They did their roast. I don't know who this... I think was an American, but she's a British comedian.
Catherine Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually worked with her on a show a couple of years ago.
Oh, was she nice?
Well, I didn't work directly with her, I should say. But her team was actually, they weren't that bad. But point being, I thought she was funny. I thought that the way that they allowed her, everyone has a team.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't have a team?
Yeah, team afterthought.
Why didn't she choose the what do you call it when you grab a quote from the episode and then use it to introduce someone?
Oh, because, I know what you're talking about, the clip.
Yeah,
zero.
Why didn't she use the fiercer than an afterthought moment?
Because I knew everyone would be expecting that. Like, but that's too obvious.
But sometimes you have to. You think poop five times a day wasn't expected?
No one. In the Discord, people were like, the whole page of like, all right, well, we know what clip zero is tomorrow. And then I just, the inner Robert in me came out. And I was like, fuck them. They're going to tell me I'm going to do, now it's not going to be the clip zero.
Do you think I'm always doing some mental gymnastics and switcheroos? But I say fuck Isabel since 2013.
Yeah. Because you're contrarian. Everybody loves Isabel.
No. If Isabel wasn't forced into the limelight, then I'd probably be fine with her. But I'd much rather the post office duck Phyllis got all the attention, not fucking Isabel.
What about the dodos at the airport?
They're fine because they're not being pushed in the marketing. It's not Jennifer Lawrence in, 2012, 13 overexposed. Like, God damn, enough of this girl.
Yeah. UK versus the world too. Oh, so anyway, it was a roast. Scarlett, they said, and Marina did the worst, and then everybody else was good or so. I don't know, something weird.
Well, Marina did not do badly at all.
No, she didn't. But she was in the bottom, though. Am I wrong?
Everyone was in the bottom if you weren't in the top.
Oh, okay. That's what it was? Okay. Everyone was the bottom. But the only top two were Hannah Conda and...
Tia Coffey.
Okay. We have to have a serious conversation about this. Speaking of trying to push people on us, they're trying to push Tia Coffey on... Oh, that's right. I did notice this. During her roast, which was mid, the same as everybody else's, by the way, and the way they were like holding their sides and laughing so hard, I'm like, it's really not that funny. Am I wrong, Robert?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that I enjoyed Tia Coffey's roast the best, but that's more than likely the product of kind of a stinker overall.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was, laugh out loud funny in anyone's roast.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, it's best of a bad bunch. You're not wrong in the sense that I swear to God, they must fill that studio with laughing gas because they laugh at some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And I love this stupid campy show, and I want to laugh. I want to have a good time watching it. Mm-hmm. It's just, a lot of the jokes are things that we've heard recycled a billion times before with very little iterative, changes to it. But I also don't go to the show for, maybe this is too scathing, but I don't go for like high quality professional comedy or, something that I better get fucking laughs out of it. For me, it's just the positive if I do. I thought she did good. Well, fine.
I've never seen the show and I'm going to give my qualifications here in a second. I have never seen the show and seen a comedian or a drag queen doing comedy in there and being like, that is top-notch comedy. Now, people are like, what about Bianca? What about Bob? Right? They were funny for drag queens. And here's the other thing I will say.
It's grading on a curve.
It was on a curve. And I will say, since then, they've had the platform, and it's been years for both of them, Bianca 10 or more, Bob almost as much, of going out and actually doing comedy, putting in the time, doing whatever. But I remember after season 8, Bob came out with a special right away on Netflix.
Yeah, I watched it.
Horrible.
Oh, I laughed a few times, actually. No, but even a few times is more than I laugh at virtually anything. So,
like this Mateo Lane. Don't get me started.
Let's not.
Are you a big Mateo Lane fan?
Not at all. But I also don't. I know that now I'm feeding into your damn no real opinion fucking narrative. He doesn't offend me so. And he clearly gets your goat. You hate seeing hot people do well.
if I'm being honest, if we're being serious about it, he doesn't particularly, I don't know anything about him. He could be a perfectly nice person, right?
I doubt it.
What really drives me crazy is are the fans who think that this basic comedy is like next level hilarious. I'm like, he's not funny.
Well,
you like him because he's hot.
True. And I think most people would readily admit to that. But you know, Joe, that even though you are a comedian and I think you're pretty funny yourself, low be it for me to give you a fucking compliment on air, but your sense of funny is not the same as everyone's sense of funny.
No. And I get that. There are people whose comedy I don't necessarily like, but that I admit, okay, they're telling jokes and they're funny. People think that they're funny. Like, you think I like this? Who's the guy that plays Mater? Larry the Cable Guy, right?
Who the fuck is funny. Mater?
From Cars. Isn't that his name?
Oh, the pickup truck with the buck teeth.
Yeah.
Girl, do you really think I was sitting down watching Cars?
Yes.
I'm a Finding Nemo type of bitch.
So, like, that's not, but look, like, clearly they get laughs. They do well, right? I'm just saying, show me the jokes. Show me the jokes.
That's fair.
Where are the jokes?
I hate that quote. But yes.
I had to do it, though, because everyone out there was they wanted me to scratch that itch of me saying,
you're right.
Where are the jokes?
You're so right, honestly.
Anyway, any other thoughts on UK? Because I don't need to get, we even gave any thoughts on UK versus the world, too. Oh, by the way, then someone had Hannah and Tia in the lip sync, and Hannah won, and she sent home Scarlet Envy. Go ahead. Oh, and you have a Scarlet Envy story.
I'm rolling things just, I don't even have notes. This is just me remembering things from Friday, because I watched it almost as soon as it premiered. I expected you to come to the show being like, Robert, you snide little piece of shit. Didn't you think it was so fake how Hannah Conda got emotional and started crying about how close she feels to everyone and how this has been such a good season and blah, blah, blah. And actually, I thought it was a fairly human moment.
Yeah,
do you remember that? I know you were watching on double speed.
No. I remember it. I thought it was genuine and human.
The only thing that I thought was not genuine human about it that continually makes me laugh is that the whole episode, and I think the episode prior, is essentially one of the only storylines between girls is that Hannah clearly doesn't like Scarlett, and Scarlett knows that Hannah doesn't like Scarlett, but Hannah did say in that sobby speech that she loves everyone there. And I'm like, girl, that's...
Wait, hold... I've never picked up that Hannah doesn't like Scarlett and vice versa.
What? Again, that's... Okay, so these are the small things I think you're missing from watching in Double Speed, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah has not connected with Scarlett as a person or a queen, and there have been lots of moments in their potential elimination conversations that have really only illustrated that point further.
Well, this is a good talking point. Let's be honest, and I'm not making a judgment on Scarlett whatsoever. Don't read into this. I could see most people having difficulty connecting with Scarlett. I mean, there's something very false about her. She looks like a white gay guy from the 90s who would have no fats, no femmes, no Asians on her, whatever dating profile she had. And she just rings false to me. I've never, and this is why, to speak to your mistaken thing about the crying on Hannah Conda's part, uh-huh. I've always had a sense of something genuine from Hannah Conda. I've never had that ever. No matter the season, from Scarlet Envy. I feel everything is very calculated. Everything's very for show. I don't believe anything she says. Not that she's a liar, but I just feel everything is said with the sense of what's the best image for me.
Interesting. I wonder.
She's not Q. She is the complete opposite of Q. She is the person, if she were in Q's position, would have smiled and made nice and then gone home and like punched 100 holes in the wall.
Well, to that point, one of my best friends just moved recently, and mm-hmm. he's been complaining about the neighbor immediately downstairs who also moved in recently, and they're loud as shit, and my best friend likes to make bread, and so we had a conversation about how maybe you should make a peace offering, and in that conversation, you can address their noise mm-hmm. and level and see what's going on. So mm-hmm. my friend made some banana bread, wobbled on downstairs, knocked on the door, and who else opens up the door but Scarlet Envy?
Oh god.
And unfortunately, my friend didn't think too quickly on his feet. According to him, I wasn't there. But he basically stammered, gave him the bread, and said, "Hi, I'm your neighbor from upstairs." And then they talked for a little bit, and during which Scarlett said, or my friend said, "Let me know if I'm ever loud." And Scarlett captured the passive aggressive tone immediately and said, "Oh, am I ever loud?
Oh my God. Am I the loud one?"
Exactly. Yeah, we made that joke too, for sure. And unfortunately, because my friend was, which is very, it's very unlike him, because, you know, we've lived in LA for a long time. So getting starstruck, especially for Scarlett Envy, is just very unlikely. But he, in that moment he was. And so he said, no, it's no problem.
Oh my God.
And you know, he calls me immediately afterwards, because of course, you know, me and drag. And I had to tell him the truth, which is, well, now they're never going to be fucking quiet, girl, because not only did you not stand your ground, but now, you know, it's a fucking drag queen in Los Angeles, in West Hollywood. You're never going to get silence and peace past 2 a.m.
Is it music or what is it?
It's everything.
You know, it's so funny. I've been the Scarlett Envy before, kind of what basically what you just said right now. When I used to do stand up, I'd get home at like 2 or 3 in the morning and I'd put the TV on. And maybe because I was in a comedy club for a while, I wouldn't realize how loud it was until someone banged on
the floor.
And I was like, oh shit, right? And I lowered it. But then from then on, I just use headphones. Like, that's why I'm like, I could see, like, she comes home from the clubs and then she's, but I didn't know what she was being loud doing with music.
Well, you know, after parties and just hanging out. Things that you completely expect from a young, somewhat popular, like, famous person. Especially, I don't think Scarlett had lived in LA until recently. So now she's, like, getting involved in the circles. Hopefully, I told my friend that Scarlett will find somewhere else to party, because their apartments aren't that big.
Oh, they aren't? Oh.
No. But neither is mine. Well,
I think sometimes because drag queens travel a lot, they do. Like, there are a lot of drag queens who live in Palm Springs. I've talked about this before. And I think part of it is because they have an airport that goes to a lot of places. It's very quiet. It's very easy to get in and out. And it's a very gay city.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't care as much about where they live because they're traveling a lot.
Oh, sure. I mean, I can justify lower rent all the time for similar reasons, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on UK versus the world too?
Yeah, this is a young faggot Robert coming out, but I have to applaud the producers or the music team or whoever the fuck has been picking the songs lately, because they have chosen
on all of them or just this one
specifically on UK versus the world too.
Okay.
I think 16's been fairly good also on this front, but nowhere near as correct to my immediate personal sensibilities about Swedish. I use this word lovingly, Euro trash, like high energy EDM, like, or rather the precursor to EDM. Just they did Every Time We Touch earlier, which I don't think is Swedish, but even still, same general vibe. And Release Me by Agnes. And then this episode, they did Euphoria by Loreen, which I've been waiting for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame Marina wasn't dancing to it. But these are the types of songs that I want, not only as exclusively as lip syncs on Drag Race, but I also want the clubs to play nothing but that all the time, because that's what I thought the club was gonna sound like, not fucking Ariana Grande. I don't want to hear Seven Rings at the club ever again.
But do you think there are clubs that do? You just don't go to those clubs?
There are specific parties. You know, if I wanted to find an emo night party, that's pretty easy. If I wanted to find an 80s synth retro wave homage party, I can go, and I have done so, and it's a great time. I can even go to, like, there are so many different subgenre parties that the answer is yes. But if I stumble on over to High Tops, I'm going to have to hear Yes and whatever fucking Meghan Trainor song on loop. And that's the same with almost every gay bar that I've been to. It's never the idea, and this is fine, it's fair, but it's never the idea of what the early 2000s sounded like. I want that at the club. I want more, you know, Better Off Alone. I want more just silly shit. I don't want to hear what they're playing in the clubs anymore, Joe. I've had it. Is that a real enough opinion for you?
It is. It's also an introduction to my new song that I'll be releasing, by the way, in the gay clubs, like High Tops. And you know what? I saw this thread recently and it had pictures of gay clubs, even do you remember? Oh, hold on. Sorry. Welcome to your 30s. When you complain about all the music at the clubs. Anyway.
I've been doing this since I was 18 going to the club, mama. I was like, why aren't they playing Edge of Glory? Instead, they're playing fucking E40. What gay guy wants to listen to E40 at the club?
And they had pictures of all the old gay clubs that are no longer there in West Hollywood. I'm not even talking like from the 50s. I'm talking about like 11, right? Because I guess the people, because when Flaming Saddles, is that what it was called? Yeah, when Flaming Saddles was there, they kept the overall structure. Yeah, they kept the overall structures of a structure of 11. But I guess
11.
11, both of them. But I guess the new place now in place of Flaming Saddles has completely overhauled the interior.
No.
That's what the person said.
Bitch, that's horrible. The interior was like 80% of the vibe.
I loved 11. I loved 11.
11 was camp as shit.
Yeah. 11 was probably the time my favorite gay club on the strip.
Did you ever dance in the cages?
No. No, I generally only went for Musical Mondays. And the only reason I went for Musical Mondays was... Hold on. But hold
you
on.
Were thoroughly Modern Millie rears her head once more.
Yeah, but here's why. There was like this self-appointed like cast of faggots who would act out every song like crazy people. But they weren't hired by 11.
I think the girls just had a song in their heart.
Yeah, and they knew who was going to play what role, and they would mime it and lip sync it. And I was fascinated by this. Fascinated. I would go as much as possible and watch Musical Mondays at 11.
The kids are crying out for community theater, I think.
Yeah, they were. And so I'll be in West Hollywood in a few weeks, and I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. But
wait, you're coming to
Leo? We'll talk about it for sure. Right here on Rulaska Thoughts.
Wait, don't. What are you doing? Where are you going?
I mean, the show.
In WeHo, mama.
Oh, well, we'll talk about it at the air. Okay. The show's ending right now.
Okay, bye.